Madame Beaumont is wearing a white cotton dress covered with pale blue flowers and matching blue slingbacks with kitten heels. She looks a little older, but as beautiful as ever, with her carefully applied makeup and wavy dark hair framing her pretty face. I dash around the counter and her eyes light up when she sees me.
Ah, bonjour, Olivia. How are you?
She greets me with a kiss on both cheeks. Bien, merci. Et tu?
Très bien, merci. Jusqu'à quand restez-vous ici?
She has just asked me how long I will be staying here, and my mind races to recall the correct reply in French. Suddenly, I'm back at high school, fearing ridicule and admonishment from my French teacher if I get it wrong. Madame Beaumont is smiling and nodding her head encouragingly, but my brain remains empty. Pendant deux semaines, I say triumphantly. It's almost 2.5 weeks, really, but I don't know how to say that in French.
Bien joué, she says, clapping her hands together. You see, you can do it. The trick is to speak a little French every day, or you will forget everything you have learned. Use it or lose it, she winks.
I see she has no problem in still using it to attract admiring glances from the local men. She returns them with a sidelong grin, only too aware of her timeless beauty. In her early 60s now, she looks at least a decade younger. Her usual Chanel No. 5 scent lingers in the bakery.
Will you please take this to the hospital for your aunt?
She says, fishing a card in a lilac envelope from her handbag.
I may go and see her in a few days' time, when she is more up to seeing people, although I know I would hate to receive visitors lying in bed and not looking my best.